My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we have heard in the prayer, today is the feast of Saint Margaret of Gou, the patron saint of the poor. The letter to the Hebrews in the first reading warns and encourages the hearers not to repeat the mistakes of their ancestors who contended with God in the desert, lest they too end up like them, not being able to enter God's rest to inherit his promises. In contrast, in the gospel today, we have a leper who shows so much faith and confidence in the power of Jesus to heal them. If you wish, you can make me clean. Needless to say, because of such a show of profound confidence and faith, he is cured. And even if he is warned by Jesus not to tell anyone about his healing, he proclaims it the more. My dear brothers and sisters, there is so much character to this leper. He is determined. He is not mere passive patient, spending his time prying himself. As soon as he meets Jesus, he grabs the opportunity to approach Jesus in all confidence. Sometimes when we are too engulfed in our misery, we lose faith and confidence that God can heal our suffering or infirmity. My dear brothers and sisters, let us not be timid before God. Let us make known to him our desire without demanding anything, but simply trusting in his power and desire to save. This leads us to the second point. The gospel shows the kind of compassion that Jesus showed the leper. Mark says that when Jesus saw the leper, he was moved with pity. It stretched out his hand and healed him. In Mark 3, verse 20, Mark says that on one occasion, Jesus was besieged by people that it was impossible for him to eat. Yet Jesus never let that interfere with his ministry of compassion to those who needed him. He gladly paid the personal price that it costs him. So the gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, invites us to reflect on the quality of our compassion toward those around us. We ask ourselves this question: how compassionate are we toward others? Let me close with a prayer. Lord, give us love modeled on the love of Jesus, the kind of practical love that Jesus showed throughout his lifetime. Give us the grace to be generous, to be compassionate with one another, and not to count the cost, to sacrifice for one another, and not to ask for reward, to reach out to one another and not to seek for rest, except to know that we are doing what you did before us. Amen.